Well, good evening, Patriots. I'm glad to see a few came over here. Hopefully we'll get a few more. Thank you very much to YouTube for deciding that two of the videos had to be removed today because of the danger of saying that Sleepy Joe. Let's see. Hold on a second. Sleepy Joe didn't win the election. Isn't that something? Sleepy Joe. So they suspended the account for 1 week. You know what that really is? I'm going to be very honest, because this is where it's all at. What happened is that the account got massive. If you didn't notice, we're up to 186,000 followers over on YouTube. It's unprecedented. And that growth has been in the last week since they've been destroying all these accounts. That growth has been literally about 90,000 followers we've gained in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. So what that means for us is that we're on YouTube's radar, and they're so concerned about stuff. They are so concerned that they have to attack us. And with that attacking, they have to remove us. I'm adding a mod here, so stand by. We have some new mods in the room. Same people, but coming over, and I thank you very much. It's going to be just, we're going to kind of settle in here a little bit tonight. Apologize if we're, if we are a little slagged. That was supposed to be lagged. So we'll see. Now, there's a cap on this. We're supposed to be able to get up to 2,000 people in this room. We'll see if we can. Hopefully, we can. Anyway, it's all going well so far. We'll see. All right, Patriots, let's, as we settle in here and get some people in the room, and we're getting people coming over, appreciate all of that. Let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, and thank you for giving us the durability, I think will be the word for the night, Lord, for us to be able to put up with these absolute idiots that we are dealing with that want so much to suppress the voice of your children. So we are truly blessed with the opportunity to be able to adapt, to have the love and support for one another, to simply endure this, and the faith in you, Lord, in all that we do. Forgive us for some snarkiness, but we've been through a bit of a day. All of us are a little bit worn out of the twists and turns of this journey. Looking forward to some powerful light, which I think we can bring. And always, Lord, grateful for the love that you share with us. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, first off, and it's important, I want to thank all of the people that are, all the Patriots that are coming over here tonight. I know this is a bit of a confusing thing. Do you know that today over on YouTube, this is another reason they flagged this. In the afternoon news show, we had 24,000 people live streaming at once. That's crazy. I mean, that's a lot. So definitely doing well, and we're happy for that. Some Bards is back. Yeah, I'm back. I'm right here. I'm reading some of the comments. So we are really growing well. And I'm going to be honest, some people were asking why there wasn't a backup plan. This has been the backup place, if you remember. But there's more. The reason we've stayed on YouTube for so long is exactly what we're witnessing. They do, whether you like that or not, they have the best live streaming chat, thanks to China. And I can say that word here. I don't just have to say tofu culture. Well, that's actually Japan. China's going to be the fortune cookie culture. And I don't have to worry about those words here, apparently, until we find out that we do. You know, but the difference in Podbean, this is a pay-for service here. And I have talked to them extensively about growing this to a bigger level. Now, we're going to see if we, there we go, we're getting past. We're supposed to have an upper cap of about 2,000. So we'll see how we do tonight. We've had a lot of problems here in the past. So I'm saying this, if you get bumped, don't get all upset, because we're trying to deal with their algorithm. And when we hit 550 and go beyond, we'll see if we're successful in getting past that mark. But we have had that barrier a long time. Oh, there we go. Looks like we're doing all right. Okay, so we're on our way tonight. And chat's flying as normal. Okay, Patriots. I'm just going to have kind of a casual chat tonight. It's not really a major agenda. It's been kind of a long day. And I think the most heart-wrenching thing for all of us was to watch the swearing in whatever capacity of whatever the name he is, Sleepy Joe, actually doing that in front of a world. And we had to endure that. Now, first I'm going to say this, and we have to be careful. I'm very cautious when I put out projections on things. But there's still some very simple facts of a lot of things that don't add up, okay? And with that, that has to give us a lot of faith in what we're dealing with right now. And I do mean what I'm saying. It's important to hold on to some faith. We can't just turn our back on things. Today, to me, when I hit a place like that today, which is kind of a bump in the road, the first thing I do is kind of take a deep breath. And then I want to focus on the things that I can do next, because this is what I'm hoping everybody takes from today and the next few days, because I expect that it's going to be a number of days here before we get back into seeing some good turns of the events. Okay. And I think it's going to be pretty amazing when we do. And I will tell you that the guy that was on last night, Jim Pugh, called me earlier and was laying out, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, and basically saying that everything that we had talked about in the show last night, he was reassuring that many people were out there listening to this and saying that that program was spot on. So you can still hear that on YouTube, apparently. They haven't dropped that yet, and I will get it up here on Podbean after the show tonight. I'm going to put up some more stuff over here, and that'll put us back into iTunes and Google Play and all those other places. So you'll be able to find it here in case YouTube tries to drop it. Now, here's the deal. According to Jim, we're going to have a tough weekend, and it's going to be this more of this nonsense as we go through here, because there's some big financial moves being made behind the scenes. Okay, And we will see, and I'm going to say this just to the mods that are here, if you would remind me, because I saw it again, we've been hearing a lot about Rumble. I don't think Rumble has live stream. And if somebody can confirm that Rumble has live stream, I will gladly look at going over to Rumble. But to my knowledge, Rumble does not have live stream. And DLive, I'm just going to respond to some of the comments here for a little bit before I jump into that. DLive, I am looking into now, and I think it does have live stream. So I'll definitely, and I looked at it. I was going to look at Vimeo, just so you know, but I don't trust Vimeo. Gab is a fantastic one. I'm looking at another one. This is Brian. We are going to be putting videos over on Gab, but Gab doesn't have live stream yet, at least not that I know of. And if you know different, I'm not listening. So we're trying to maintain a portion of this. I can always post videos on a lot of sites, but as soon as we get some more live stream, we have more options. That's going to be kind of the big deal right now, because that's what's been holding up some of the places to go and why we've been clinging on. Okay, so yes, it does. DLive is awesome. Get this. Okay, we'll go over and look at. I'm just getting some feedback from DLive, and I. Yeah, so I think a couple of things. Gab TV, I'm pausing here because I'm trying to keep up with the comments that are flying at 1,000 miles an hour. Patriots, I truly thank you for this feedback, so understand that. We're doing great in our numbers tonight in the room. DLive will be an option. We'll look at that, and I'll take a look at that late tonight after the show. Gab TV, we're already signed up. You should know Bard's FM is over there. And that's important. And so as soon as Gab TV gets with live stream, it's not that we aren't only going to do live stream, but Patriots, a lot more fun when you can out live stream. You can do all sorts of things. Now, Twitch, we've been looking at, but they just dumped a really good Patriot over there. So I don't trust Twitch anymore either. And then there's a couple others that we'll take a look at, and we'll continue to investigate. But I'm also trying to stay a little bit away from the straight gamer channels because I don't think it's as accepting or as welcoming. That would be the right term for a lot of those people out there. Now, we've got BitLive. Holy cow, I'm reading so fast here. But I think it's going to be, we're going to be okay. So we just keep pushing along. Now, I'm going to throw out some crazy stuff here. I will assure you that we're going to stay right here for a little while. We'll get this thing built up again. Get the channels going over to Apple TV or Apple Podcasts. And from there, I'm just reading up on some of these chats. This is kind of a really broken up podcast tonight. That's all right. Who's ever going to listen to it will like it in the end. All right, so back to this focus. The thing, Patriots, is this, is that we have to sit here and really, truly, when we say this, we say hold the line. That was an easy thing to say until we got smack dabbed down by this swearing in today, which was pretty hard to witness or be around. And the fact of the matter is we can see, just like with YouTube striking down the channel tonight or suspending it for a week, they're truly panicked with what they've done. They've been fully exposed, and they wouldn't be striking this way if they weren't. Think about it. We've got Sleepy Joe that went and put his hand on it and swore himself in. There should be no more worries about people saying anything about the election, and yet they're still so panicked about the election that they're now continuing to push channels down. That's because the numbers are way off. Now, this is what I'm hearing. I am hearing that right now we are, and I'm hearing this coming out from Jim, who was here last night, that there are a number of financial issues going on behind the scenes that are massive. We're not talking little numbers here. We're talking in a massive refunding of the global network that's apparently in process. And we will see, okay? We'll see what happens in the timing of this. But if this is correct, then what we're going to be seeing then as we turn through the weekend, they're getting ready to drop the hammer in a big way. So frankly, as I suspected, as we talked about last night in the show, pretty much what we're witnessing up here is a big kabuki theater of a bunch of criminal cabals that are trying to act like they have power, trying to gin up fear in the people. And I think the most important part about their trick right now, which is what I think Nancy Pelosi is trying to do, is trying to provoke patriots to violence. So whatever we do, as Patrick Byrne said today, no kinetic, no kinetic, no kinetic, or don't go kinetic. I don't know however he said that. Fact of the matter is, Patriots, it is right now time to breathe, peaceful transition, breathe. It's painful, but let me tell you this from another point of view that it's very important, and this is the unconventional warfare point of view, okay? When you get to a moment like this, this is a change in the battle rhythm, and it's a significant change, okay? And when that happens, you have to take a breath. You really do. You can't just charge into the next level of fight, because if you do, you're going to overstep and you're going to make mistakes. Right now, the whole battle place has shifted. All right. Where we were and where we are not the same. And because of that, we had a series of events occurring. We had kind of a trajectory, a path that we were going on. And then all of a sudden, very suddenly, in fact, we had to deal with a disruption to all of this, where we see our president literally getting on the helicopter today, knowing that the crime had been perpetrated right before our very eyes. So this is where, at this moment in time, consider ourselves like the stay behind force. It's kind of a strange way of looking at it, but we all of a sudden are seeing an insurgency happening right before our very eyes. The first thing you never do is react. You have to hunker down, literally observe the battlefield. And as we move into this, we breathe, watch, observe, and see what's going to happen. Now, there's some great things that are happening, and we can see it. The military right now is heavily in the optics. And I'll be honest. I mean, for all of us, it's a big question of where is this going to go and where is this going to be? I personally think that where we will see this unfold is it will be to a great surprise for all of us that we will start to see some of these dirt bags being brought to justice. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm saying this on Podbean. It's going to go out to Apple. I'm laughing because it's going to go to Apple Podcasts. You watch Tim Cook have his little Nazis pull this one down too. I'll tell you. Oh, sigh. I'll tell you, we are so tired of the games that are being played by tech. So everyone is encouraging X22 Report. Yes, do listen to Dave at X22 Report. He's always got some good stuff. And I think everyone knows he was nuked recently by YouTube too. So let's, wherever you can, support Dave. He's awesome. And Dave was on an IBM server, but I don't know if he's still there. And I guess he's on Rumble now. So that's good. We'll take a look at it. X22, yes, whoever asked. Wow, this is an active chat tonight. By the way, there's really no, as far as my knowledge goes, there's really no hot words here. So enjoy yourself. This is a liberating space. We don't have to worry about censorship. And we don't have to worry about fake presidents here. We don't have to worry about Chinese impersonators here. We don't have to worry about tofu cookies because they're, or fortune cookies because they're all CCP agents who we can talk about here. And yes, we can say Q. So none of that do we have to worry about here anyway for the time being. Patriots, this is really a pretty amazing time though because we're all experiencing the death of the nation. And it's a near-death experience. And it's a very important experience for all of us to hold on to. It's an important experience for us to confront. And we all have to feel it and remember this. This is a time right now that we should never, ever forget what happens here. Because what is going on, quite frankly, is that we are witnessing, experiencing what it would be like if we had not done our job as voting or if we let this country slip away from us again. This can never happen again, and we can't let it happen again, ever. It's tough times to go through, but it's times that hopefully we will never forget. I'm going to try to pull up in here. This goes. I've been reading this a bit every day this week, and it's important to refresh ourselves with it because it's so pertinent to these times. These are times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in the crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Thomas Paine, December 1776. This is truly a place right now where we stand, a place where we can make our choices of how we want to be for our nation. We're seeing so many people that are bailing out, that are panicking. I can't tell you how many comments I read today, which is really sad to see. I quit. I've had enough. I was waiting for something. But here's the bottom line. We can't live in a world, we can't live in a republic, patriots, if we are constantly waiting for someone else to do it for us. When we get to a place like this, where we've exhausted the court systems, we've witnessed all of this happening, it's then that you dig in deeper and you push farther into the fight, okay? Not running away from the fight. And that's ultimately the thing, that the part here that we have to continue to embrace. That is what Paine was talking about in terms of the summer soldier and the sunshine patriot. When you get to those places, It is truly one of the hardest things to do is to hold the line. And right now we're being asked to hold the line. President Trump has given the directive, peaceful transition, no violence. Because ultimately there are many, many bigger things in play here that we can't see, and for many reasons that honestly we don't always understand. They can't share everything with us. Now, I will be the first to tell you, okay, especially when I'm sitting here giving ideas and then things don't happen exactly as you say, or at least as they are perceived, and then you get the rash of comments accusing you of being everything from a LARP to whatever. It gets very frustrating within the movement. Now, some of those you can discern out and say, okay, well, that's an AI bot and that's a troll from probably paid from China in a basement somewhere, maybe even in a labor camp somewhere, getting his liver taken out without anesthesia. So he's in a lot of pain and he's angry. So he comes after us. I think that's probably what they do. I honestly think at times that they hire these trolls and what they do is they cause them extreme pain because they extract out like an organ and then they put them in front of a computer and they say, okay, go attack America. And they say, okay, I'm angry. And they start typing away and they'll say, if you type 16 texts, we'll give you a fortune cookie. Man, I'm telling you, it gets old. So anyway, that's my dark humor coming out there. So I guess there's some trolls on here, and I don't know if we can. We'll see. I'm sure we have trolls. I'm going to tell you right now, anywhere we talk at this point in time, because it's such a great group of patriots, they're going to come. And they're everywhere. Trolls are everywhere because they're fearful. Patriots, they haven't won anything. The louder they get, the more fearful they are because they know, they absolutely know that they've lost. That's the best part about this. They'll tell you otherwise, and that's okay. But trolls are here because we're being successful. And that's what they're most afraid of. And if you really follow that, everywhere they start to attack you, they're going after you because they know that you're making an impact. It's like, okay, no problem. You know? What can we say? Hence YouTube suspending accounts, Twitter dropping accounts. That's kind of a badge of honor, though, that the Bards FM Twitter account was suspended. Now the YouTube Twitter account has been suspended for a week. We will adapt. We will overcome. And to make everybody happy, I'll say it again. I'll check out DLive tonight. See what I can find out. Sure, it's good. So anyway, back to this near-death experience. The near-death experience is important for the nation to have because for too long, we have lived in a place where we haven't had to worry about much of anything. We haven't had to worry about the safety of the nation. We haven't had to worry about the safety of our lives. We haven't had to worry about our jobs too much, our property. But with this fake administration that's coming in right now, and it is fake because this administration is taking over control of the bankrupt Washington, D.C., or United States of America Corporation. It's housed in Washington, D.C., on property that's connected to the Vatican Bank. And which when they built that entire little city-state, they put all the property in the holding of the corporate entity. So it is now bankrupt, and it's being repossessed effectively, but it's being repossessed with a whole bunch of soldiers. So this new sniffer, Joe, that's up here in the White House, which, by the way, if I was ever to move back to the White House, I'd have an exorcism done on that thing, and then I would probably wash everything with bleach, super bleach. Truthfully, I just moved the Capitol. I think it's time, and we'll get back to that, but I do think it's time. So it is where we are right now. Praying Medic Red Pill 76 Bitcoin Bob Art Evening hosted by X22 Report. Nice. Just reading a comment here. That's good. So we are where we are right now. As we go through this experience, we should hold to this time very clearly that we are of what this would be like if we truly lost our nation. And we are on the cusp of it. And we're getting a chance to see it, like unlike anything we could have. And if we can see what it's like, hopefully we will always remember what it's like, and we will pass that on for future generations so it will never happen again. I can tell you, for me, it better never happen again. This has been torturous on us all. I hope we all share that too. These people, when you see how fast they move, right? What did he sit there and do? Signed like 50 EOs today. Then he put up Che Guevara today, if you didn't see that, in the office. Che Guevara, literally, put it up in the White House office. That is so disgusting to me. And it's so offensive to me. I mean, literally. And this is all part of the psychological. This is what they do. They like to hit you with psychological stuff where they go after what is important to you, and they defame it, and they destroy it, they rape it, they tear it, they just whatever. They will do it right in front of you to break your will. It's disgusting. And that leaves such a stain on the White House. Personally, put a fence around the thing, literally, and turn it into a museum when we're through. We have other places we can build a Capitol. What would really be nice is if they would clean out the sewer in Philadelphia. And I can say that truthfully because I lived there for a short time. And Philadelphia is such an amazing city because it is America's original capital. It is a beautiful city in parts, and it has a lot of potential, but it has fallen to such corruption over the years. And yet Philadelphia has an amazing, beautiful, hardcore American patriot population. Don't get me wrong. Over in Fishtown, for example, it's one area. They are just great people. There's some great Americans over there. But there is a lot of messed up areas in Philadelphia. To be honest, I've never seen such poverty in a city as I'd seen in Philadelphia. And it's a really horrible type of poverty. It's this kind of, it's a painful American poverty. I guess I would say it that way. It's different than like when you run into shanty towns where people are living in literally boxes. It's like people are living in these old dilapidated homes. Actually, when I first moved to Philadelphia, I rented a I'm trying to think what they call them. They're the particular row houses. That's it. It's a row house. And I had moved my stuff in, and I started getting sick at night. And I discovered later, shortly after I moved in, that the reason I was getting sick is the neighbor was cooking meth all night long. And I was in a nice area too. So I had to move. And then it was in another part of Philadelphia that was really nice. But I was only two blocks away from Kensington. And I was in Fishtown. And in Kensington, that was the corridor for some of the highest drug trafficking and weapons trafficking in the United States. And at the time, and this goes back about 5 years, they were having two fentanyl-related deaths per night. So this is hardcore. It's very real. Their crime rate and death rate was higher than Chicago at the time. So my point is, if Philadelphia on the surface, it's a great place to sit, to be there. And yeah, Kensington, I just saw somebody say it, Kensington is a hellhole. It is. I mean, it's not a place you walk at night. In fact, when you walk over and take the L, which is the surface rail, so that you know it's like the subway, but it's on an elevated rail. When you take the L, that's not a safe walk over there. And there's some nice areas over there, around there, but holy cow. So what I'm getting at is Philadelphia is a great city in potential, but it has a lot of greatness in the city and a lot of great history to it. But we literally, and it would be an amazing place to put our country's capital back there where that was the original capital. Unfortunately, I don't know that they can dig out the corruption the way they need to. So we'll see. But we definitely, I think, need to consider when we get through this, relocating our capital. We need to move it out of the Luciferian religious sections and ley lines and all the other stuff that they do there. We don't need that anymore in our country. So Patriots, tonight I'm going to cut it a little bit short. And it's just to kind of get things reoriented over here. We're going to be on Podbean for the rest of the week. And I will keep you posted on, we'll look to go DLive. I can't simulcast on Podbean and DLive at the same time, I don't believe. So we'll figure out how to do this. Maybe I can be here and simulcasting somewhere else. I'll take a look. I'll figure it out. And we'll do a little experiment. And we'll try to get this diversified enough to where people can find us easily on the live streams and we won't have to be reliant on the YouTube model. And that's really what is important right now. So what I'm going to do is we're going to close with a prayer tonight. I'm going to play some nice music going out. Enjoy yourself. I really appreciate everybody at the last minute making the shift. We've done a nice job of bringing some numbers over. I know that we capped out again. I've already seen that, but that's good. And we'll continue to evolve this. Hopefully in a week, we'll be back on. We'll get everybody notified and just spread the word. I'll probably have to start doing some non-live streams to keep caught up with the pace so everybody can get the podcast. And we'll start migrating, making sure everything's migrated off of YouTube. So as much as you plan for when they try to nuke you, it still is a bit of a scramble at the end. And that's even Dave at X22 had planned for a long time for that. And it was still caught flat footed. And when they take you out, they enjoy it and they count on it breaking you and making you not want to do it anymore. That never works though. It just pisses you off more. And you're like, okay, fine. How about if we double down? So, yes, I will do the midnight show here too, by the way. So I will be back in 9. So that's everything's going to be regular schedule. All right. They're not stopping. I'm not as well. This show tonight's a rambling show and I apologize. Let's put that up front. We had this happen like literally an hour before the show. So I was working with the mods to get over here as quickly as possible to kind of reorient. And you get in a workflow when you're working on something like YouTube. And then when you have to make a quick adjustment and get the notice out, I would say the show doesn't come out quite as smooth, but that's okay. We'll keep rolling. So Patriots, let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we're here, always the strength that we bring to each other by assembling and sharing, whether we're here in chat or we're here just by spirit, to feel that camaraderie and that love that we have for one another as Patriots. Lord, in these moments when we get hit with those breathtaking events that kind of set us back, we're grateful for the strength that you give us. And most of all, we're just blessed to be in this time and to be each of these steps, to be rising up and to be finding ourselves stronger and stronger in the roots of our birthright. Lord, please continue to guide us as we move forward in these days. We pray for our nation in this time when we're witnessing such hate for such an amazing gift as this nation of we the people. And it's a sickening and sad thing to see the true face of evil, and yet we are equally blessed to finally see the depth of the hatred and rancor that they bring to this nation. We pray for justice, Lord, and we pray for healing, and we know that only through justice can there be true healing. So please give us strength, give our nation strength, give our military strength, continue to look over our president, President Donald J. Trump, and continue to guide our nation to glory and victory. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots. I hope you have a blessed evening. I'll be back here at right here, same place. I'll put the show up right after this. So I'll be here, right after at 9 p.m. Pacific and midnight Eastern. And we'll close out with a midnight prayer. And until then, head up, eyes forward. Never relent. Always push into the fight. Trust in God. And above all, pray and stay close in prayer in all that you do. I'll see you in a little bit. Out for now.
world we were golden. Sparks and embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Running past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop the storm from coming. While you look, it all comes rushing. Wolves cry and lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop the storm from coming. Holding on to what we built, absolution. East of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers, what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside a revival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop a storm from coming. Why look, it all comes rushing. Wolves cry, lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop a storm from coming. I'll be your stronghold. I won't let go of you tonight into the unknown. We fight for all that we desire. I'll be your stronghold. Oh, and it's winter in your mind into the unknown. Fire and ice, sweet caliber.
We're on the edge of a moment, but tasted dirt as I hit the ground. You've been through it all. How far are you gonna go before you know what you should have known all along? How fast I can fall into your way. Should be. Don't let me go again. Can't wait until it's found every day. Making lifelong memories inside your waiting arms. Waiting arms. I'm heading straight into your waiting arms. I'm headed straight into your waiting arms. I'm headed straight into your waiting arms. I'm headed to your waiting arms. I'll change everything for you. Give you my hand and hold you through. Just one thing that I need. I need your waiting arms. I need your waiting arms. Waiting.